This week's film is Deadpool 2, where the merc with the mouth returns to kill bad guys and make fun of the superhero genre. The first Deadpool film had surprising success due to the strength of Ryan Reynolds as the misfit, really bad good guy. Reynolds' performance was buoyed by well-timed caustic and self-effacing dialogue that was music to the ears of audiences sick of superhero special effects and stale sequels. Deadpool the character is a mutant with regenerative powers who verbally abuses his targets with trash talk so nasty it would make an NBA star blush. Deadpool's alter ego Wade Wilson is best described as a blend of the fast-mouthed early career Vince Vaughn with the razor-sharp wit of George Carlin and the maturity of Bart Simpson, mutated together in a plot-action sequence most resembling a Tom and Jerry cartoon, except the bottom half of Jerry is sometimes naked and anatomically correct. For Deadpool 2, stuntman and now director David Leitch takes the helm and successfully avoids a sophomore slump following his directorial debut with last year's Atomic Blonde. Needless to say, no punches are pulled. The action and motormouth Olympics kick off even before the film's title flashes across the screen, and doesn't let up until the always fun post-credit scenes, which generously, you don't have to wait until the entire end credits run like most Marvel films. This Deadpool even has more heart, as the mercenary takes a break from killing international bad guys to protect an abused teen mutant from his institutional predators and a time-traveling cyborg played by Josh Brolin. The soundtrack is crazy fun and employed perfectly to amplify the film's satire of all things pop. So, on my ski trail rating system, Deadpool 2 earns my highest Black Diamond rating. Fans of the first film can rejoice that despite falling victim to sequelitis, Deadpool 2 stays true to its form and leaves no pop icon unscathed. Deadpool 2 is rated R for graphic violence, multiple foul mouths, lampooning nearly all aspects of pop culture and music, even Barbra Streisand, and last but not least, parody of toddler nudity. Do not bring your children to this film. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review. The Friday Film Review is sponsored by the Park City Film Series.